Naomi's husband died. Then only she was left, along with her two sons. They took wives for themselves, Moabite women. The name of the first was Orpah, and the name of the second was Ruth. And they lived there for about 10 years. But both of the sons also died. Only the woman was left. Without her two children and without her husband, then she arose, along with her daughters-in-law, to return from the field of Moab. Because while in the territory of Moab, she had heard that the Lord had paid attention to his people by providing food for them. She left the place where she had been, and her two daughters-in-law went with her. They went along the road to return to the land of Judah. Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, "Go, turn back, each of you to the household of your mother. May the Lord deal faithfully with you, just as you have done with the dead, and with me. May the Lord provide for you so that you may find security, each woman in the household of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. But they replied to her, "No, instead we will return with you to your people." Naomi replied, "Turn back, my daughters. Why would you go with me? Will there again be sons in my womb that they would be husbands for you? Turn back, my daughters, go." Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth stayed with her. Naomi said, "Look, your sister-in-law is returning to her people, and thank her God. Turn back after your sister-in-law." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to abandon you. Turn back from following after you. Wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do this to me and more, so if even death separates me from you." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her about it.
I was once asked at a pastoral gathering, "What song describes the heart and soul of your congregation? A hymn that captured what God was all about in our midst." As other pastors were thinking, you could see them mentally flipping through the pages of the hymnal in their heads. I mean, I responded instantly. Draw the circle wide. There is a moment when the piano is playing, hands are beginning to clap in the lyrics, "No One Stands Alone" echoes off the walls. There is a moment that I just feel so at home. In that moment, everyone is welcome and everything is right in the world because I'm with you and God's presence feels so real. So it's bittersweet to use this song as the focus of the sermon today. To conclude Pride Month and a sermon series featuring Mark Miller, it's bittersweet because our circle is a bit wider than normal since we're all watching and participating from home. I still connect with the message and the music. And I still trust that your heart believes it with me. I'm not alone. You are not alone. And we can stand side by side, even at a distance. You know, "Draw the Circle Wide" has always been a very lively and happy tune in my mind. Each verse gets faster and fuller. In his first month with us, I'm pretty sure I told Peter he could kick the bench away, play standing up, and light the piano on fire by the end of this hymn. That vision of a circle that truly encompasses all of God's people, which is all people, that vision is one of excitement and motivation. Such a lively and happy tune. So I was very surprised to learn about this song's origin. And a verse that's not even found in our hymnal.
I originally wrote this piece for a memorial, actually. A student at Yale I didn't know her, but I was teaching up at Yale, and they asked if I would play a service for the student who had actually taken her life. And they were trying to come to terms with that. And the scripture they were going to use was from the book of Ruth, that in our times of mourning, we come together. That's what they wanted to emphasize. So in Ruth and Naomi and Orpah's loss of their family, they came together. So I thought, okay, I need to write something. And I think I was on the phone with Marcia McPhee, and or texting her, and I said, oh, I'm supposed to write a piece. Do you have any ideas for lyrics for that idea of coming together? And she said, yeah, Draw the Circle Wide. Do you know that piece by Gordon Lightfoot? And I said, no, I don't. So I listened to it, and Gordon Lightfoot has written a beautiful hymn where these lyrics, draw the circle wide, draw it wider still, let this be our song, no one stands alone, are a piece of a refrain that he wrote. And I thought, that's all I need. You know, he's written four verses, but actually that small nugget of an idea is inspirational enough for me to write what I need to. I did write my own verse for that piece that says, in your sadness, in your grief, from all the pain, it seems there's no release. We will hold you until the storm subsides. We'll draw the circle wide. It came to be the way it's published now and the way you know it in your congregation. And it has become a song that has become an anthem for what does inclusion mean? What does drawing the circle wide mean? Drawing the circle wide, God's love of our welcome, acceptance. So I'm happy to have seen the song grow from its original intention into what it has come today. And in that extra verse that I wrote also has a life of its own. I find myself watching a video of a group that I've never heard of or seen, and they're singing the verse that I had written that was never published but is now kind of out in the community out there. So I'm gratified by that as well.
It was written for a memorial service. It was scripturally based on the death of Naomi's husband and sons. I sat in awe of this story. And Mark so beautifully explained it, that those are moments we draw together. Those are moments no one should stand alone. I want you to hear the words of the verse that didn't make it into the hymnal. I find them incredibly poignant for life right now and for life every day. In your sadness and in your grief, and when the pain, it seems that there is no relief, we will hold you until the storms subside. Draw the circle wide. These are moments we draw together. The difficult moments, the uncertain moments, the sad moments, the painful moments. These are the moments when we embody the divine presence for one another. You see, we don't have to have the answers. We don't have to have the right words. We don't have to have it all together or even be holding it all together. What we do is offer our presence and a commitment to be together, to join one another, to draw a circle of relationship and community. This is what we hear in the beautiful and powerful words of Scripture from the book of Ruth. Everything has been turned upside down. Naomi is in the midst of not only grief but fear, for she and her daughters-in-law have been widowed amidst a famine. When her husbands and sons died, she was left not only in sadness, but without a means of support. She was in a foreign land with no family who could work or earn a living. Typically, a widow would be cared for by her sons or a brother-in-law or a father-in-law. But she did not have this. So Naomi, Ruth, and Orpah are incredibly vulnerable in a very difficult time. So Naomi tells her daughters-in-law to return to their own people. Orpah does. Her decision is honorable, and no one would have expected for her to do otherwise, especially against Naomi's wishes. But Ruth even while handling her own grief and fear. In fact, maybe as a way of handling her own grief and fear, Ruth decides to draw a circle that includes Naomi. Her prayer that no one stands alone is one of the most incredible declarations of commitment ever spoken or penned. Do not urge me to leave you or to turn away from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do this to me, and more so, if even death separates me from you. Wow. That is the depth of commitment and companionship I hear in the words of draw the circle wide, especially the extra verse we've learned today. That depth is what I hear in the invitation to draw the circle wide and wider still so that no one stands alone. Our commitment and work to be allies to our LGBTQ siblings is such a promise. Our commitment to work and be allies to anyone who is pushed aside, left out, or forgotten by society. The promise and width of the circle spans. It spans the front of our building on our banners. It graces our pride t-shirts. And I pray that promise is written on our hearts. Every age, race, and gender. Every sexual identity. Every class, status, and ability, every country of origin. It is our commitment to them, it's our commitment to ourselves, and it is a commitment to God. We will draw a circle that creates the space for us to be together. And we will not let this calling, this charge, we will not let it fall from our hearts or minds. Though thankfully, it's not easy to forget.
Our congregation sings Draw the Circle Wide more than on Sundays, more than any other hymn. Anytime we sing that one, I get text messages throughout the days following. I'll get a note even a week later. Hey, man, I had Draw the Circle Wide stuck in my head all week long. And I find great meaning in that. And so I wondered, why is it so important for messages like Draw the Circle Wide to be in our ears and our minds and our hearts, just echoing over and over for days to follow? What do you see as a benefit of that?
Well, it gives us, hopefully the music can encourage, inspire, keep us going, much like a good sermon does, which I'm sure you preach from time to time, Brad, that the music can educate, but it does more than that. It gives us life. I mean, the music gives life. And I'm just glad that the music is able to give someone life and encourage them. And I'm glad those words work because they're open. You know, they're an open invitation. Draw the Circle Wide is more than just for Methodists. It's more than just for Christians or people that go to church or people of multi-faith or whatever faith, no faith. It's a universal message, and I think that kind of resonates. I hope it resonates with people.
Draw the circle wide. May these words and the music that carries them encourage and inspire us. May they give us life. As this universal message of hope and love resonates in our ears and in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls. Draw the circle wide. Draw it wider still. May this be our song.
Draw the circle, draw the circle wide. Draw the circle, draw the circle wide. No one stands alone. We'll stand side by side.
draw the circle wide. Draw the circle wide. Draw the circle wide. No one stands alone, we'll stand side by side. Draw the circle wide. Draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. Draw the circle wide, draw it wider still. Let this be our song. No one stands alone, standing side by side. Draw the circle wide. In your sadness and in your grief, and when the pain it seems that there is no relief, we will hold you until the storms subside. Draw the circle wide.
Draw the circle wide.